Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
We continue. Hi again, everybody on CLTV. If you're a regular reader, Robert Feeder, and I know I am, I turn on the a computer, Dave?
Is that what that would be a computer, Steve.
And I see on what we call the computer that, we got big news on the Steve Cochran Show today.
Really?
Yeah.
And why are you the last to find out?
Yeah, you would think there would have been a meeting. No, I'm very happy to tell you, and we welcome her to the room right now. The great Jisoo Kyi is here, and for 7 years. You did Windy City Live for 7 years?
I did, since its inception.
7 years?
Yes.
How long's that show been on? It's like 10 now?
It's on its eighth season, I think.
Okay.
Eighth going on ninth, maybe?
Says here, you've been hired as a regular contributor to the Steve Cochran Show. Now, you know what time this show starts, right?
I do, and
does this seem like a good idea?
I don't know.
6 a.m. is a good time for...
I don't know, but, you know, my love for you and the ability that I'll have to sit right across from you and stare into those... What color are those eyes?
How could you tell as closed as they are? These are more hazel.
Those hazel eyes.
Did you see the quote about you from me?
Yes.
Let me read this, Dave. Tell me what you think of this. She's smart, fun, and funny, so what else would you want to hang around with at that hour of the morning? And by the way, I'm only two of those things. Dave, which of those two would it be? Smart, fun, and funny?
You're funny. You're smart.
Not fun. Not fun.
No, you're fun.
Not fun. And the grid, Neighborhood Eats, which you were plugging last time you were in for the Sun-Times.
Right.
You're going to keep doing that for us?
I am. I'm gonna hopefully bring the folks in.
Well, that'll be good.
So from the neighborhoods.
Well, that'll be good.
To come in and meet you. Food?
That'll be very good.
Hopefully food. That's a good idea. There should be food.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of friends here at WGN Radio.
You already have.
No, just Rosanna.
You had me at food.
By the way, as I continue, Todd Manley, station manager and vice president. This is all from the feeder column. Vice president says about you, G, your fresh voice adds a whole new dimension to Steve's show. That seems like a lot of pressure. I mean, first off, you got to be here at 6 a.m., and now you got to add a whole new dimension.
You know what? All I can do is be myself, and hopefully the listeners will give me a chance. I mean, they already love you, so I figure if I can just, like, usher my way in, like,
I'm glad you're here.
I had a nice quote about you, but they didn't put it in there.
Is that right?
Yes.
What about the rest of us, Jim?
Yes, of course, especially something glowing about you.
So here's the thing. You said great things about Dave and everybody, and Feeder just dropped them.
Well, I mean, I let them know. I said, I'm looking forward to learning from one of the great statesmen of radio.
That's
at a legacy station.
This is a legacy station. This is the big one. This is the end of the road, radio was. Your career's almost over already.
It feels like it. Just kidding. No way.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and you're going to be great on the show, and thank you for being here. You know, I'm a fan, and we're pals, but I'm glad you're here.
I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, because I'm a delightful enigma wrapped in a conundrum.
I like mysteries.
Right?
Yeah. Just call me Sherlock Holmes.
Now, a couple things about you. How old were you when your family came here?
Almost 5 years old.
Did you speak any English?
No English.
So where'd you learn English? You don't have a touch of an accent.
I went straight to kindergarten, and my first memory of school is the very sterile and otherworldly-looking cafeteria. Of course, it's food-related.
Well, same here. Okay, but your family's from South Korea.
Yes.
So did you weren't old enough to go to school then in South Korea, I guess, right?
No.
And so what would you know from cafeterias?
Nothing. I just remembered the stainless steel. And then I remember there was this tray, because I was about eye level to the tray sliding across. And then I remembered the women with the hairnets. And you got to think about, this was in rural Appalachia, so of North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Your family was in North Carolina.
Yeah, so it wasn't like the cosmopolitan Chicago.
How old were you when you got your first look at tater tots? Was it right around that age?
I think so, and I fell in love right away.
So, but there's a definitive difference between what South Korean kids eat at home and what American kids eat you know, here in school. It's like, what would you, like in South Korea, what would a kid be eating for lunch?
I mean, you end up eating rice. You eat rice for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Right.
You have a soup often, like a tofu soup. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Right.
For breakfast. And I learned the difference right away when my mother packed me lunch to school in a Tupperware container. And I opened that Tupperware container. And it was very pungent, very fragrant. And quickly I learned this is not how you make friends in school.
So when did you start learning English? Was there somebody who took you aside?
No, there was no ESL. I mean, this was not an advanced area of the world I lived in.
That's Appalachia, you said, yes.
Yes.
So you picked it up as you went along?
Yeah, I did. And I've seen video of me. I had a southern accent, too. My entire family, total hillbillies. Rednecks, so like Asian people with hillbilly redneck. I mean, I grew up with all that stuff, and you know.
Well, but you eventually go to law school.
Yes.
Where'd you go to law school?
I did go, and I did finish law school. I went to University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
That's a big school.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Michael Jordan's alma mater.
So, how'd you get into show business?
I moved here after a bad breakup. I was living in. I was supposed to be in San Jose, California. Okay. And I did the thing that parents tell you never to do.
Which is follow a boy?
Yeah, never follow a boy.
Yeah.
I thought I was following a good boy. He had a law degree. He was going to be working for a judge.
So you came here with him?
No, no, no.
Oh, that was San Jose.
Yes, went to San Jose.
So how'd you end up in Chicago?
Well, I had another best girlfriend from law school who was practicing law here. And I had friends in New York, L.A., and Chicago.
So you called her and you said, I got to get to New York, L.A., or Chicago. Vote now.
No,
and she said, come here?
My friends in New York said, we don't have room for you. We're living in closets. And my friend in L.A. said, this is still a little too close to San Jose. You might be driving up there. And like,
so the one reason we're lucky enough to have you is because this jerk boyfriend of yours and your friends in New York and L.A.
Yeah, they didn't want me.
Well, you love Chicago. I know that.
Oh, I do.
So this has been the adopted home.
Always, yeah. I've always, you know, I found out later on in life that Chicago was one of the cities my dad always wanted to live in and settle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
we first flew
nice.
Into the United States. We flew into O'Hare.
Okay.
Which they thought was this beautiful beacon on the hill.
And I know that a lot of people listening are going, why did your family come from South Korea to North Carolina?
Well, at the time, there wasn't a lot of liberties in South Korea. It's different now. I mean, it's gone a long ways. But there wasn't even, like, public education or free education. It really was difficult to move from classes.
But this was the 80s.
Yeah, but it was very difficult at that time still. Still learned a lot of liberties. And my aunt, so my dad's sister, married a guy in the service, which happened a lot. There was a guy, you know, they're going to tag along with the first American they see. Just kidding. make it to the free country.
So they were in that part of North Carolina?
Yeah, he was from that part of North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So he is born and raised and was stationed in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
So he was taking his family home.
Yeah, so she was lonely. She was here by herself, and she had a daughter, and she wanted her brother here. And so she said, come over here. It's fantastic. It didn't quite tell the truth of...
How long did it take your mom... who was obviously much more set in her life to get used to being here.
You know, my mother acclimated very quickly. It was my father who had a, you know, it's always the men that are dragging behind.
Right. Knuckle walkers.
Had much more difficulty acclimating.
You tell great stories. We're not going to do them today, but you tell great stories about your mom. I know you love your mom very much.
I do.
And your mom adores you.
Yes.
And as she should.
Too much. She adores me too much.
Right.
It's too much pressure.
Right.
And, I am the sole, you know, accomplishment of her life. And it bothers me when parents say that it's all worth it because they had this child. I mean, how do you think the child feels? I'm just this.
It's a great point. If you look at your kid and you go, you're the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
I know.
You're
I'm
the
like,
greatest
I'm
thing
lost.
I ever
I don't
did.
Know what I'm doing.
So it's not my fault your life led to me.
Now you're just trying to make, you know, lemonade out of lemons here.
So, all right. Now, the neighborhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
You love the Chicago neighborhoods.
I do.
All right, so you're going around all these neighborhoods. You've already accumulated a ton of stories here.
I have, and I've been going to the suburbs lately, too.
Okay. Spreading your wings?
Yes.
All right, so you'll be able to do those on the show occasionally, because I know you're not going to be happy just sitting here with us. Occasionally, you'll probably just abandon the studio, go out on the streets, talk to people about different things, have some fun.
I hope so.
But I don't know. Have you ever gotten up at this hour with regularity? And by this hour, how are you fairly close commute-wise?
No.
Are you in the burbs?
No. I'm in the city, but I'm like in the part of the city where people say you need a passport to get up there, uptown.
Oh, okay. Well, no, uptown's not bad.
Steve, well, for city people, they think uptown's far.
Steve Grzanich, how far is uptown?
Well, at 4:30 in the morning, it's about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
See, that'll be a positive.
A little bit more,
I live in East St. Louis. You don't talk about commutes.
But I hear you drive like 120 miles per hour.
You have to. If you live in East St. Louis, it's the only way we can get here. But it's going to be fun. Even at that ridiculous, I don't know why I'm trying to sell you on it. You already took the job. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Does anyone on staff have any questions, G, that might or might not be your business?
Now, when most people join the show, they bring coffee for everybody and, you know,
or donuts.
Or something like
just
that.
Just for the first year.
This is how Joe wants to start out our relationship.
I didn't mean today. I just meant, you know, at some point, you know, maybe do it a lot. Do it like every day.
Okay.
And you have to bake for every birthday.
Oh, I don't bake. I'll just buy something.
Darn.
By the way,
got to get rid of that job.
I don't drink coffee, so I didn't bring up coffee.
You really? Yeah. What did you bring
Steve
everybody?
Likes Diet Coke,
you don't have to bring anybody anything.
No, I bring these guys stuff all the time.
What?
I don't always give it to you, but I bring it in. all right, so can you stick around, or do you have office stuff you have to do?
I'm
here. Is there some sort of, you have to pee in a cup or something? Isn't there some sort of test you have to do?
I was hoping that doesn't happen at all.
At least not today.
Yeah. Or for a month.
It's right. Give it time. It's 9:24. G Suki is here. What do you want us to call you on the air? Is G okay?
G is great.
Okay. You don't want to have some fancy, if you were going to change to some fancy show business name, now would be the time.
Like what?
I don't really have an answer. I like G, personally.
Yeah, I think that's easy.
And it's cool. So, we'll be back with G.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Texter's already chiming in. 847, could Steve just shut up? 630, what's this woman's name? This woman is G Suki. We're calling her G because that's her name. And let's see. If you don't bake, you can still buy donuts. And this is great, too, from the 219. We got a bunch of these. Great news. Love G. Haven't watched that dumb TV show since she hasn't been on it. She'll be a great asset to the show. Isn't that nice?
That's so nice.
It's very nice.
From North Carolina, MJ and G.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely. So since you went to the same school as Michael, and we haven't had Michael on, I don't know if we've ever had Michael on since I came back. Michael didn't do a lot of interviews. G can call Michael. Get Michael on the next couple of days.
Use the North Carolina connection.
North Carolina hookup.
I wish.
So, I mean, you were there after him, but, I mean, you're North Carolina brothers and sisters, right?
I don't know. I mean,
do you get home much?
No, I don't.
Does your mom come here?
I do. She comes up here and then stays and rearranges everything in my apartment.
Well, where do you take her for fun? What does she like to do?
She just likes everything.
She's a very positive person.
And she's aging in reverse. So she's becoming
more...
You
mean like a Benjamin Button thing? She's getting younger?
Well, I think, you know, spiritually she's getting younger. She's excited about everything. And she's just willing to do anything. She just wants to hang out with me all the time. Potentially live with me.
Is that the medication, you think, kicking in? Or what do you attribute that to?
She's not even on anything. I don't even understand it.
Was she always that positive when you were a little kid?
No. She was kind of... I mean, she was working so much. She had a bunch of jobs and was just trying to make ends meet. But she was a single mom for a long time, too. So I think now she's reveling in being free. And so she just wants to party all the time.
Well, that's great. We love that. Let's see. From George Bliss. We love George. Couldn't be a better guy than George and a big shot in town. He's changing the station to WGN. WGN.
That's
huh?
very sweet.
Isn't that nice?
George is so nice.
And then Margaret, one of our favorite people, Margaret in Bridgeport. Can't wait for Halloween when G gets to dress up with everybody on the show.
We didn't dress up last year.
No.
As a matter of fact, we canceled further dressing up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Weren't Sandberg and I mermaids last year?
Wow.
Look, what happens between you and Sandberg's none of our business.
No, we did the
rest of us didn't.
Yeah, we took a vote and said never again.
Yes, you guys were dressed up. I'm going to find the picture.
Honestly, if G and Mary want us to dress up, you guys will dress up.
Yeah, That's exactly.
I want you and Dave to dress up as mermaids.
Well, see,
you know, that wouldn't be the first time that's happened.
No. But on Halloween, it would be the first.
And normally, it's just the weekend.
We did Gilligan's Island. We did the Flintstones.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's done.
Dave was Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes.
Okay, there's that famous scene where John Candy is in bed with Steve Martin. And when Kathy and Judy were on the air here for all those years, they used to have a convention, an annual convention. And one year they did the movies. Mm-hmm. So we all recreated famous scenes from movies. So Dave and I were John Candy and Steve Martin from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I was a little heavier than that. And we were in bed next door to the Tribune Tower at the Intercontinental Hotel. But as you know, from being from television, you know, TV lights get hot. So mm-hmm. you put TV lights up in essentially a full film crew in a hotel room. It looked like we were shooting gay porn because we were in and out of there. We're both wearing like boxer shorts and T-shirts. We're wandering out in the hall. There's nice business people trying to look away. Hey, it's none of my business.
You know, the best news about that is no one's got that tape. It disappeared. Nobody's got it.
Don't challenge the stuff.
Sounds hot, guys. I might
try to
dig that up and make some money on that.
Yeah, it sounds hot and sweaty.
I think I might have that video.
No, you don't, Mary.
Wait a minute. Joe Romano was an octopus. Okay, I just found some pictures of when we dressed up.
Oh, I thought you were having some sort of medical condition kick in there.
No.
Wait a minute, Joe Romano's an octopus.
Yes.
312-91-7200, still taking texts. What do people do to make a job harder? We'll hit you with a few of these coming up. And G is here, and we're glad to have her. 9:33. Steve, if she lasts past 10, will you be surprised?
Oh, I think she's going to be here for a while.
Oh, good.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Good, good, good.
Aww, thanks.